Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, and YouTube and Facebook Live on the Let's Talk Hookup radio show, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Rocking the boat today with Todd Swede. He's just an awesome guy. The knowledge is in this guy's mind here is just like beyond. You got to read this book. It's super cool. Rocking the Boat, Adventures of a Marine Investigator. I'm actually reading it on Kindle. It is available on Kindle. It's available in hardback. That's what this is. And the one we're giving away is a paperback. So it's you can probably buy it on Amazon or where can you buy it?
Well, you can get it on Amazon for sure. Down the street here at Seabreeze Books has it.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
And then, believe it or not, at PacWest Marine, a Yanmar dealer has a couple on the counter.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Great.
Yeah, I'm not actively, pushing the book.
But if you look on Kindle, if you read on Kindles, you can go download it there.
But you just explained to me that your Kindle version, that the photographs are black and white.
They're black and white,
I did not know that until you told me that.
These photographs in this book. They're amazing.
The pictures make the stories.
Yeah. The amazing thing about Kindle, though, is you can make them larger.
Yeah.
That's nice. They are in black and white, but you can make them larger. Look at the stories. Definitely the pictures make the stories.
With holiday times coming around the corner, you're looking for Christmas, something fun. I mean, what a killer thing for anybody who's into boats and fishing and all
for
this
sure.
stuff. Yeah. A really cool one.
And Todd's going to autograph the one for the lucky winner today, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you might be that lucky winner if you give us a call this morning. Again, the number to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Already been a good morning on the phones. 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts coming through on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure you include that name and a phone number just so we can make sure to get you that big prize if you happen to be the big winner today.
Time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. It sure is. And today our catch report is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for info on all things Dana Landing and all those great shops.
Filling in for Captain Mark Wish, who's taking a little time off, the one and only Danny from Fish Dope. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy.
Enjoying the show. I'm glad I'm not an insurance adjuster in Mexico. Damn, that was scary. So, I got some interesting stuff. Yes, it is turning to winter and things are slowing down, but sea bass are coming into the picture.
Hey.
There's a tonnage of squid around Cruz, but Tucker on the Endeavor, he stumbled into a wide open bite yesterday and got limits, three fish limits for all on board. And I have not heard what's happening yet this morning, but it wouldn't surprise me if something's still happening there. Going to Catalina Island.
Three fish.
There's a bunch of squid on the back there, and there's sea bass and halibut biting there. It's not on the squid beds. It's more kind of deep water, hard bottom, just outside the beaches and structure stuff. But, dang, we got two places now where sea bass are a definite possibility to catch. Moving offshore, Tanner and Cortez both have bluefin. They both have big bonito and some really big yellows. And that's about it for U.S. offshore fishing, and you know, it had to come to an end sometime. That big yellowfin down the beach has moved south. The water 64 degrees and dropping. All the guys that were, I know, that were going to run down there went to Tanner instead this morning. So anyway, that covers what I got for Fish Show right now.
Hey, we'll take that all day, man. Some good sea bass fishing. And, you know, with that always comes the potential halibut and yellow, and we'll take all of that. Still some tuna to be had. Danny, sounds like plenty good fishing to be had. And if somebody wants to keep up with all that great information, we always say you can find it on Fish Dope, and you can save $30 on a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $30. And, you know, Danny, we always talk about how great the info is that, you know, that Mark Wish compiles through you. But again, just hats off. You guys do such an amazing job with Fish Dope. We don't get to tell you enough. And it's so much more than just the catch report. I mean, you guys, current events and weather and regulation changes. Right. And it's so much more than just, hey, there was fish biting at this spot yesterday.
Right. Oh, yeah. Don't forget the great SSTs and the chlorophyll charts and the bathymetric charts. Def does all those. And they're top-notch.
It's a bargain for less than 200. What is it? With the code, less than $200 for a full year.
You're certainly not filling your fuel tank with what it costs for a Fish Dope subscription. That's for sure.
For sure.
That's correct.
Danny, thanks a lot for the report. Filling in for Mark Wish. And we'll who knows when we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you again, I hope, real soon, because you do such a great job. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to Seaforth Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy.
Well, finally had to happen. Fishing definitely, shouldn't even say the fishing, but just the people coming out slowed down. You know, we made it in the second week of November here, but this week was pretty much all half day. The new Seaforth fishing, deep water, catching those reds and rockfish, in morning, afternoon, when the weather permitted, otherwise they went to La Jolla. Yesterday we had those Warriors for Peace out here. Yesterday we had six boats take out a bunch of guys going half day fishing, and fishing was spectacular. Great rock fishing there. Beyond that, the full days and the overnights, we just didn't get anything out this week. We did have the asset come back from a 3-day earlier in the week, you know, off of last week, and they did catch some yellowfin, so they're still out there. But going forward here, so got those half days going up, big change. The San Diego, starting next Saturday, we're going to actually be running 3-quarter-day trips on the San Diego. It's been a long time since we've run those regular 3-quarter-day trips, but it's about time there. Those trips will be leaving at 7, coming back at 4, like, you know, kind of that traditional, a lot of us that have been in here a while recognize. And check that out, all the website, half days, those 3-quarter-days on the San Diego. Get more information up there. You can make a reservation online. Seaforthlanding.com, got the schedules up there. We still got a few overnights and longer trip schedules in there. You can check those out also. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. I wish I had a more detailed report for you guys this week, but it's, like I said, a little slow there. But, hey, if you still want to get out there, some really nice weather right now, great half-day fishing, and then we're getting into those 3-quarter-day trips, which I'm hoping, well, you know, people will enjoy those in the past, and I'm hoping they enjoy them again.
I think it sounds a great idea. One more time, Marcos, when is that going to happen, the 3-quarter-day local trip on the San Diego?
The 16th, starting next Saturday, will be our first one. So if you do want to try and squeeze in an islands trip, this is your last week to do it there. Reservations are pretty light right now, but I'm sure we'll get at least one of those days out there. Otherwise, yeah, coming up pretty quick here, a little different trip, and it'll be nostalgia for some people, a new thing for others, but overall, I'm pretty sure we're going to have some great fishing on there.
And will those be U.S. waters or passport required?
Yes. No passports.
No passports.
They're going to stay local, 7 to 4, yeah, $150, California licenses. They're going to be fishing up in La Jolla, kind of trying to get into those yellowtail bass, whitefish, sheephead, shallow water rockfish, so they won't be going deep.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy out,
yep.
Fun, a little more extended trip, easy on the pocketbook.
And a great boat.
Yeah, that's a great one. Good call, guys. Well, Marcos, some good fishing to be had, and certainly some good fishing to look forward to, some nice weather on the way, so we'll look forward to hopefully another great report next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, Marcos.
That wraps it up.
That's it, man. And what a great fishing there is to be had. I want to remind you today, it's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. Not only are they all about hooks, there's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try them, you are going to want more. Also, their new tools are great, very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors. And I need to make a quick comment here. Rick was nice enough at Tackle Days to give us a couple of pairs of braid scissors to test out. And man, I'll tell you, our boys are like the lion's den when it comes to testing out things on the line machine. So there are two pairs of those Gamakatsu braid scissors that we have. We have been using them since Tackle Day. They're really unique. They're a ceramic serrated blade scissor. Dude, they cut spectra awesome.
Better than the ones that cost twice as much or three times as
much. Pete, they're really cool.
They're really good.
We really, really like them a lot. They're very clean. It leaves a very clean edge when you're doing hollow spectra. It's pretty important when you're doing insert style connections. And right now it's like Swordfish Central at the shop. We're doing a lot of splicing and adding and color marks and buoy loops and all that kind of stuff. And they're getting used a ton. 100% A-plus recommendation for us. We love them. It's a really, really nice product. It's everything. Gamakatsu, they don't mess around. When they come out with something that might be available, they put their twist on it, and it's always right. And yeah. I really like those ceramic blade braid scissors for sure. For more information, you can go to your local dealer, or always check gamakatsu.com.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, phones are packed up. But before we jump into the phones or the text, a lot of text, Katmai Lodge just had two spots come available on the trip that Rick is going to host in July. Coming in July,
yes.
Ricky's going to be hosting the trip. It's mid-July. If you look at our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, all the dates and details on how to get that. Or just call Charmel in the office, check katmai.com. But two spots just came available to one of the most incredible places on Earth.
There's never been a person that we have been, you know, who has been to Katmai and then come back on Let's Talk Hookup and not just gone.
They always go back.
It's difficult.
Or they kind of figure out, when can I go back?
It's difficult to give the accolades of that place. The wildlife you see, the fishing you experience, how comfortable the lodge is for being so insanely remote. It's a really, really special place. And it's always sold out.
Yeah.
And so to have two spots pop up is really cool. I always say the same thing. Like, if you think you're going to go, you have to book those now. Because once, like, PCS time gets here, those will be gone. Katmai's not the type of place where they're struggling to get people to go. It's the opposite. It's very difficult.
Especially when we go.
That's what I'm saying.
We've been doing business with them long enough. We get the primest of prime time. Sockeye, kings, the occasional silver, trout, and who knows what else. And just absolutely incredible experience. And Rock on Rich.
Yeah, let's go fishing, baby.
Year.
I can't wait.
So
it's been a long time.
Cool.
I can't wait. I'm really excited.
So just call Sharmail in the office. Check Katmai, KATMAI.com for more details on that epic trip.
All right. Well, wait, we're going to jump back into the phones. Jim from Corona, you're up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Jim, good morning.
Yo, hi. My question is for the guest. I was interested in buying a boat from New Zealand. I was wondering if I would be able to get that registered in the United States. Since it wasn't meant for the United States market, it probably wouldn't be U.S. Coast Guard certified. I've heard that the motor I'd have to buy in the United States as well because of the California EPA regulations.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. Is it a boat that you intend to use for hire, for sport fishing, taking people, passengers?
I guess we lost them. But, yeah, if it's not for hire, you cannot cannot do that with a foreign-built vessel.
That's correct.
But, there's lots of Rivieras around, and they're built in Australia.
Yeah.
And I don't see why you couldn't have a boat from New Zealand.
You can do, like, six-pack, 12 people or less.
Uh-huh.
It can be foreign-built, I think.
No.
No?
Okay. No. You have to have a special exclusion for it. You have to kind of jump. Yes, you can, but there's special, because I've known some people that have had to do that.
Right.
And yes, like, for example, Captain Clowers has a Riviera, and he got a special exclusion.
Right.
But you definitely have to jump through a few hoops. It is possible.
Maybe let me read this text, because this kind of runs alongside that, and we could answer both at the same time. And it was from Alex from San Carlos, which he said, good morning, guys. What are the ins and outs of having a Ponga built in Mexico, but then being able to register and insure it here in the United States? Is it something that can be done? kind of along the same lines. Can he, you know, build, have a boat built down in one of those Ensenada yards, but then be able to insure it and register it once you come back to the United States?
Yeah, what he has to do is have a manufacturer's identification code issued for the boat, and you do that through the United States Coast Guard registration office in Washington, D.C., the hull identification office. I can't remember the name exactly. But the builder needs to be registered and have a MIC code, a manufacturer's ID code, designated for the builder. Or the alternative is that you can have what's known as a CFZ number attached, issued by the state of California, as a home-built boat.
All right. So there's ways around the different things on these laws.
That's right.
But I would say for a New Zealand-built boat, if you just for personal use, there's no problem with that, right?
Yeah, if it's for personal use, I don't see any issue with that at all. His question regarding the engine is another whole other problem.
Yeah.
As you guys are probably much more familiar with the CARB requirements and the EPA coming up.
Tier code mandates
hit the sport fleet early. Now they're going, you know, to the recreational market, and they're going to want everybody to upgrade to Tier 3 or Tier 4, which hasn't been invented.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of ridiculous.
They passed the law, and they don't have the product available.
Yeah, welcome to California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, from Jason in San Diego, he says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Todd. What a great show. My question is for Todd. When did you decide to write the book, and how long did it take you to finish it? It sounds amazing. Also, how do I purchase the book?
You can buy it on Amazon.
And it's called Rockin' the Boat.
Rockin' the Boat, R-O-C-K-I-N apostrophe, but do the keyword search Todd Schwede, S-C-H-W-E-D-E, and it'll pop right up. I decided to write the book. These stories have been kicking around in my head for a long time. My office walls are covered with pictures of some of these stories, and I look at them every day.
Yeah.
And as I turned 75 last year, I said, you know, I better write some of this stuff down before I forget it. So that started it. But because I'm used to dictating all of my paperwork, all my reports, I've been dictating forever, I just sat down at the computer and started dictating stream of thought. And the biggest problem I had was with Amazon's publishing editing era section. And my advice to any would-be author is if you go through Amazon, be careful of what editor they assign to you, because I got assigned a English is my second language editor from India, and we had big discussions over what I hauled the boat out of the water and put it on the deck of the barge meant versus the barge deck. Which is what they wanted to edit it to.
Yeah.
So I started writing it about July, June. It took me about a month.
That's great, man.
And you did it all verbally.
I dictated the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The problem was cutting and pasting the pictures and finding the pictures. I used to publish a disaster of the month calendar that we sent out to all of our clients.
Yeah.
And every month we'd have another sunken boat or another boat fire or another collision of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And so that became kind of the basis for some of these stories. Remember that story.
Yeah.
You know, so I had these pictures plus everything that's hanging on my wall.
Yeah, for sure. Things have changed. My dad was an author.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote several books.
Yeah.
And I remember him plucking away at a typewriter.
Right.
Like before electric typewriters back in the day, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But now you can just dictate the whole thing.
You can dictate the whole thing, and it's very simple if you use Amazon Amazon Publishing.
Oh, cool.
It's really a simple operation.
I'll be darned.
But they do offshore some of their channel work, and that was problematic for
that
me.
That was the challenge.
Well, they didn't understand boat jargon.
Yeah.
Right.
So they would make, you know, a dozen edits in a chapter, and I'd have to go back, no,
No, that doesn't make sense now.
No, no.
Yeah.
So that was challenging.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Lorenzo? He's calling us from Orange County this morning. What's up, Lorenzo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing? As a new angler, what can we expect for the winter kind of beach angling fishing? What can I expect? What kind of fish are we getting in this kind of year up in the county, you think?
Yeah, in Orange County, wintertime, there's some great fishing. Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Brian Woolley from Dana Moore Sport Fishing. And, you know, there's very good coastal fishing that happens in the wintertime. Right now, we're kind of in that transition time where we're still able to fish that deep water rock cod. And there's been some amazing rock cod fishing to be had. When that switches over, it'll be more focused on
January through April, that is closed.
Yep, that closes up. So we'll be focused on halibut fishing coastal. We'll be doing a lot of sand bass and, you know, in calico bass fishing, when you get those steady condition days, you mentioned from the beach specifically, there's always still beach fishing, and that's one of the fun things about Gundy's report is, you know, the summertime is certainly when it's the most common, but there's some good fishing to be happening. What a lot of wintertime is for us is needing consistency of weather. It doesn't have to be bright, sunny, 70-degree days, but what we don't want are those major fluctuations of, you know, cold, wind, rain for 2 or 3 days, nice for a day, cold for a day. Like, as long as those conditions get steady, there's always bass fishing to be had. There's halibut fishing.
And we have some
of
the best weather of the year in the winter.
No doubt about it.
It's really nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck. Keep on fishing all the way through the winter. Want to mention this month's edition of Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. Bill and his group over there do such a great job with it. And really a great edition. Has a lot about Haida Gwaii Lodge, or a.k.a. Queen Charlotte Safaris, in there. A trip that he took with his family there. Such a family-oriented trip. Talks about our 33rd anniversary in there and our changes that we've done here on Let's Talk Hookup, adding all the different things and some halibut, rockfish, the whole thing. Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, great magazine. Pick it up at, I know you sell it at Fishman's Land and Tackle, but it's always better to subscribe. Just subscribe to the magazine.
They comes right to the house.
And then, of course, good luck to all the people fishing in the Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, right?
Just wrapped up yesterday.
Congrats
to there was some great fishing this year. Several big fish.
A lot of big
this
fish.
Way, if you had a cow, there were several people that had cows that didn't make the leaderboard.
Like fish over 200 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. There was some great fishing. I know, I believe that team Let's Go had the big fish yesterday, and I believe it was Primetime maybe had the fish the day previous. There was big fish.
A lot of lead changes.
There was a lot of, you know, big money winnings from day one to day two, daily jackpot wise, and several fish over the 200-pound mark. It was really cool to see another really successful tournament. And in addition to the fish over 200, there was lots of fish in that 100 to high 100 range. It was a really productive tournament and big. I think it was 137 boats or maybe more.
Wow.
It was really great.
Good tournament. Congratulations to the guys at Western Outdoor News. And you can, of course, read all about it coming up in this coming edition of Western Outdoor News.
They always do a killer job. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We're going to check in with our buddy Ron Lane, get a little catch report, hear more about Fast Lane and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
And anglers, AFCO Pro Cap Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time in here this morning with Todd, author of Rocking the Boat, Adventures of a Marine Investigator.
Yeah.
Different twist to the show today, and how cool. I have really, really been enjoying it. Great story, Todd. Having a lot of fun.
You got to read the book. And I encourage our listeners to buy it, Rocking the Boat, Adventures of a Marine Investigator. And, he's got a lot of
it's
stories.
Fun. Yeah, totally.
Got a lot of good stories.
I got a lot of stories.
Yeah, a lot of good stories.
There's another book or two kicking around. I can't bring myself to do.
Yeah. Well, dictate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Great time. You still have time to get through 213-432-1090 or send us a text. Lots of texts, lots of phone calls this morning. But right now, let's talk to our buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. That is an interesting show.
Yeah.
75 used to sound old.
Yeah, you and I know the feeling, right?
Yeah, and when you were talking about that book yesterday, Pete, I'm really curious about it, and I can't wait to get it now. After hearing about the mafia there.
Yeah, it's super cool. So you've got something pretty amazing going on right now at Fastlane, right?
Well, we do. You know, this isn't one of those end-of-season sales. We have a sale going on at the store about our end of season. We're getting rid of some, you know, 24 boats. But this is a special deal that came up, and it kind of blew my mind, and it's been going off the chart since we got them. The Hobie Lynx is a really popular, lightweight little Mirage Drive boat with a 180 drive in it, and they normally sell for around $32.99. I think the new price this year is going to be, they lowered it because they can get them a little cheaper now, is going to be $29.95. But I was able to go up to Hobie because they're shifting some storage places around. They had to get out of a place, and they had to sell these boats. And Ava made a great deal with them and got 12 Lynxes, and they're like $1,000 off. They're only $19.95 right now.
No way.
And that's with the 180 drive.
With the 180 drive, and you know, they come with a paddle, the seat, the whole deal. It's $19.95. We got 12. We have 9 left, and I was gonna say, well, let's do a text. Let's get on the radio and let's offer this to Pete, because I was at Tackle Days last week and I saw a couple guys there that I knew were interested in them, and I said, hey, I got these boats coming in this week. You might want to come over and look at them. And sure enough, they're both interested. One bought one, but But I got to tell you, this is a rare deal on a premium, you know, model that we have. And if you're curious about it,
the Lynx is an amazing boat. Super stable. It looks like a stand-up paddleboard, but it's not. Right. It's like a full-on ocean-going kayak with a 180 Mirage drive, paddle, the super comfortable seat. What do you call that seat, Ron?
Well, there's the Advantage seat, but that was the one that kind of, yeah, when the Pro Angler came out, it started that lawn chair style seating.
Right.
That's just so much more comfortable than a kayak seat.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
sitting up.
But here's the thing about this boat. It's so stable you can stand on
right.
it. And also, it weighs 42 pounds to put it, or something like that, right? 42 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When my wife and my daughter can put it easily on top of their cars on a car rack.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's amazing, and it's a full blown Mirage Drive kayak. It's for less than $2,000, it's a bargain.
Especially that
yeah,
rolling
and
around $3,300. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
no,
but you only have like nine of these, right?
Not nine left. Yeah, and that was as of last night. And Debbie took a call, and somebody said they'd be in today to get one. So we might have eight. But but if you're interested and you're going, well, I don't really know about the Lynx, well, just come down and get in mine. We're right on the water there. You can demo it today, anytime today. Just come down. We'll put one in the water. You can pedal around for a few minutes, and you'll go, oh, I get it.
I get it. Right? Here's a solution. Easy to transport. Strap it right on the top of your car or put it in the back of your pickup. Put it together instantly with the Mirage Drive and go have a great morning or afternoon of fishing.
Our previous caller was saying, what do you do in the winter? You know, new to fishing, what do you do
yeah.
in the wintertime? That's exactly
there
you
go.
You pick a day
Bay
like
fishing.
Today, beautiful day, jump on your Lynx, go cruise around Dana Landing and, you know, stop by, see Johnny and the boys and get all dialed in on what's the best, you know, bay bass lures of the time and go kick around Mission Bay and go catch a bunch of spotties.
Yeah.
That's what you do in the wintertime.
Well, that's what I do. I just run right next door and say, what's biting? And run out there with the latest, greatest. I saw this lure yesterday over there next door, and I go, oh, my God, I got to try that.
Yeah.
But if you jump in a kayak right from my store on the launch ramp, you're in the fishing zone in a minute.
Yeah, that's right. So today you can come down and get one of these Lynx for $19.99. You'll take them out on a free demo, see how stable and easy these things are. You put on Fast Lane kayaks in Mission Bay right next to Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld. That's the place to go. Ron, I'll bet you.
Hey, I got one other thing real quick here, Pete. Is the Pro Anglers right now, all four models, the 12s and the 14s, are on sale. For $700 to $900 off right now.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Whoa.
That's the sale, right? That's the season sale, yeah. But I ran into these boats and they're only $32.99 normally, but they're $19.95 right now. I got nine of them left.
Crazy.
Yeah,
hey, and if you want to come down and you want to get direction, just call us at 619-222-0766.
All right. FastLaneKayaks.com, right?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Great to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey,
thanks, guys.
See you, Ron. We had a great text come through. It says, wow, what a great informative show. I love this direction. Todd, can you speak about some common maintenance practices that should be done when putting the boat away into dry storage for the season? Can you also speak to how deductibles work in the marine business as opposed to car insurance, et cetera? That's from Dan in Pomona.
Yeah. Well, like everything marine, that's a deep subject. deductibles are deductibles. Same as a car, same as a house. They have a thing called vanishing deductibles now. That's a new marketing deal that the insurance companies have. Depending on who places your policy, who you place your policy with, what company, determines your deductible. As does, again, we were talking about shopping for insurance earlier. You can lower your rates if you increase your deductible amount. And again, I'm not in the marine insurance business. I'm not a broker. I'm not an agent. I don't read any policies, but I can just tell you that if everybody's subject to a deductible, typically, unless you bought a policy that has a vanishing deductible or a no deductible policy. So, you know, You can get away from that if you want, but you got to buy the right policy. You got to shop with a broker. I would recommend everybody that gets insurance. If you go to an agent, is typically like an in-house sales arm,
right,
for the multi-line companies like Allstate and State Farm and Progressive and Geico and all of those. You can do most of that online these days. A lot of the marine insurance companies aren't requiring survey reports anymore.
Wow.
They're doing self-surveys,
yeah,
which are, you know, saves the customer some money. From my perspective, it's been very good for business.
Yeah, that, you know? I can imagine. Christy over at Dawson Insurance Service really knows the ins and outs,
mm-hmm,
of a lot of that stuff. So call Christy at Dawson Insurance Services. They know their stuff when it comes to the ins and outs of the,
yeah,
buying the right policy for the,
yeah,
boat.
It's all about buying the right coverage.
Right.
You know, balance what you want to pay for premium and deductible versus, am I covered for this or not?
Right.
I haven't stopped being nervous since the beginning of the show when you mentioned that Mexico thing. Like, I know that we were covered.
It's a real deal now.
I know we were covered in Mexico when we bought our policy, you know, when we got our boat, yeah, in 2016.
I don't think you are anymore.
We haven't changed it. It's,
yeah,
a bit, you know, not broke, don't fix it. It's been a thing. Like,
yeah, you might check that out.
The entire show I've been thinking,
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, no.
That was a great,
because
call,
that's exactly what happened. I was insured with Boat U.S.
Yeah.
Before. I said, what's the coverage in Mexico? Well, we just changed that. Now, if you call us before your trip, you could get coverage down to Ensenada, which you're never going to do. So Christy at Dawson Insurance Service found me a policy. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's got me. I'm covered like way down in Mexico now.
Right.
Yeah, which I'm never going to go that far, but at least I don't have to make a phone call before I go.
You said it's a little more expensive. You want to know what's expensive? Having an issue and then realizing you don't have insurance.
Right.
That's what's expensive.
Yeah, exactly. If you're outside of your navigation limit and you have a loss, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
You're totally out of luck.
Totally.
No coverage.
No.
That's probably for you. That's an easy game, right? So you go to investigate. You see that they're outside. It's like, okay, my job is done.
Well, the insurance company's still going to investigate it. They're still going to figure out what the nature of your loss was,
right,
and how it happened. And, you know, because contrary to public opinion, marine insurance companies are different than other insurance companies. They go out of their way to try to find coverage, believe it or not.
Yeah. Hey, Mike is on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yo, Mike.
You got me?
Gotcha, buddy. Good morning.
How about now?
Gotcha.
Hey,
now.
Good morning. Yeah, I don't know. Seems like every time I call, I'm in some funky spot. Jimmy's running the boat this morning. We got in, we did a charity event yesterday for the Warriors Foundation, us, the San Diego, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, Pacific Dawn, and the Tomahawk. We're part of a Warriors Foundation charity event yesterday. It was really good, good rock cod fishing. And the boat's out this morning and they're catching some bluefin. So that's a couple good reasons to call in.
Man, Mike, that's awesome news. We've been talking about it. Still fishing opportunity, and you know, the loads are lighter and the traffic is down, but there's still tuna to be had. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know what? Last night's trip went from being full. I think they got out with just a few under, right? 25 people or 26 people, something like that. And as of right now, it's, we'll see what happens. But next weekend still has room on it, which is going to be another good one. You know, hard to say that far out, but, you know, we're getting down to our weather the last few days has been great. It's been a nice change of pace from that couple of weeks of funk that we had. So, I think last I heard they're up to 4 bluefin for the morning. That was about half an hour ago. A little bit of sign, but I would imagine, you know, now with yellowfin getting a little bit further and becoming more of a long range thing, and I would imagine we're going to start seeing these bluefin counts kind of rebound. And, I don't think they've gone anywhere for going close to a decade now.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, and like you say, more coverage and more boats on it, you'll get back on them. What are the opportunities on the Tribute coming up?
We have some weekday trips and weekend. Like I said, I think as of right now, it'd be great to get some of the weekday trips off, but that weekend still has room on it. And give C4th a call at 619-224-3383. I'm sure, you know, we'll still get a little bit of counts back in. The weekends will be filling up. And if we can get some weekdays out, that'd be rad. And then I'll see you next Saturday.
Yes, you'll be right here in the world headquarters next Saturday talking tribute and Bluefin and all that stuff. We're looking forward to that, Mike. Thank you very much for the call this morning and the update. It's still going on, guys. If you want to get out there and go fishing for sure. Mike on the tribute. We'll see you next Saturday right here in the studio.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
Also want to mention tomorrow, we have Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Andy's hard to lasso.
I was going
to
say a rare opportunity
and quite the character, too. Fun. So Andy's always fun. So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 a.m., YouTube and Facebook Live. You don't want to miss Andy tomorrow.
Maybe the best sense of humor in the sport fishing.
I would say.
Andy's
for sure.
Going on. Always fun, always quick with a joke.
Yep.
A fantastic fisherman, a great operator.
Yep.
It seems to be a really good show.
For sure. Dennis in L.A. has a question. He says, great show. Another fuel tank question. What does a pressure test do for the buyer of a used boat?
Well, a pressure test on the fuel tank.
Right.
Is only going to show you whether or not the fuel tank's got a leak.
Okay. Which is a good thing.
It could be. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's simple, easy to do.
But
typically.
Where is the leak, right? Is the leak in the hose? Is the leak in the connection?
That's
is
right.
The leak in the tank?
That's right.
That's the determining
factor. If you're lucky, you can hear it. If you pressurize it with a couple of PSI of air, you can hear a leak.
Is that a good idea when you're doing a survey to do that?
I've never heard of a surveyor actually doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You might have a mechanic do that.
Yeah.
That's something that I would suggest you go to the mechanic for the manufacturer of the engine that you've got.
Okay.
And have him run that whole fuel system from point A to point B.
Oh, okay.
You know, let the mechanic figure out exactly
what's going on
there. I mean, even though the tank is like boat equipment,
right? That's a mechanic's issue.
I've never heard of anybody actually pressure testing a tank unless they had a problem, a known problem.
Gotcha. All right.
Hey, another great text. Good morning, guys. Question for Todd. When you do a survey, do you also determine value of boat in form of appraisal, or is the survey strictly about conditions of the boat? That's from Ron in Encinitas.
Ron, that's a good question. There's a lot of different kinds of surveys, and what he's referring to is what's known as a condition valuation survey. That's your classic full-blown nuts to bolts, including evaluation kind of survey. It's typically a buyer survey. You're going to buy the boat. You're going to have that boat inspected by a qualified surveyor. And as part of that inspection, he's going to do some market valuation and tell you whether or not you're making a good buy or a bad buy. You're overbuying, you're underbuying.
Right.
Is it a good deal or not? And again, I would recommend that you hire only accredited marine surveyors, either an AMS from SAMS, Society of Accredited Marine Surveyors, or a CMS from the National Association of Marine Surveyors. Those are the two credentialed. And the reason that's important is that those credentials, to maintain them, require continuing education. So those surveyors are constantly required to go back and get more training.
Gotcha. All right. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
God, how about this time we talk to Hills? He's coming from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Let's talk hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Question for Todd. Have you worked on any of the boat accidents or sinkings that a lot of us, you know, around this area here know about? Like, for instance, the CJ, Jig Strike. I think the Speed Twin crashed into the island one time. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I could rattle off a dozen or more. The Prowler was one of them.
Yeah.
We had a very arm's length investigation with the Jig Strike for the insurance company just to determine whether there was going to be a fine for pollution, ironically. But we didn't get into it in any depth. A lot of sport fishing boats, commercial boats, passenger vessels for hires, we do that kind of accident and damage investigation. So I guess the answer to your question is, yeah, we do that a lot.
You do that a lot. Yeah. There's in the book, you talk about swordfish shoals.
Yeah.
And that was a swordfish boat that hit San Clemente Island.
Yep. On autopilot, middle of the night, high tide.
Yeah.
And
what amazed me about that is that you ended up taking the boat apart.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just try and float the boat?
Well, we did, but the problem with grounding a boat on an island at high tide is you're way up on the island. You're way up on the rocks.
Yeah.
So to get from where the boat lands to deep water, sometimes you have to go over 2 foot, 3 foot, 6 foot boulders, rocks, whatever, depending on where you want to ground. So it's always best case to try to float the boat and get it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it depends on how big the hole in the bottom of the boat is.
Yeah, sure. But it was interesting in the story, and we're running out of time here, so we have to go quick here. But we're talking about having them clear ordinances on the island so that you could get on the island.
They ran aground in the live fire sealed training zone.
Yeah.
So, you know,
before, like the worst place you should possibly run aground.
Well, it was worse than that. Not only did they have to clear the beach from ordnance, but there was ordnance in the water as well, which that they had to clear.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they got that done, then the archaeologists came in, the botanists came in, the heritage people came in.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a committee of 15 people.
Crazy.
Seems like a very inexpensive, very easy recovery.
Well, it was not.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way, including talking more about this great book and finding out who's going to have their own copy. More Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way on the Sports Grid Radio Network and the Let's Talk Cook Up app.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Well, how fast did this 2 hours go by?
This was great. We're going to have to have Todd back with more stories.
No doubt, Todd. Well, a great time. And you're going to do us the honor of flipping that prize coin, seeing who's winning the book and the trip. And it is going today to a Texas. Dexter. Congratulations, Dan in Pomona. You've got a copy of that great Rock in the Boat Adventures of a Marine Investigator, and you're going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Congratulations.
Read the book. I'm telling you. You'll really enjoy it. I mean, we just really very quickly covered it, and he's going to autograph it right now. Yeah. Todd's going to autograph
Dan
it.
Dan in Pomona.
Dan in Pomona, yeah. And thank you very much, Todd. Again, if we want the book, is it best to get it on Amazon?
Best to get it on Amazon.com. Just keyword search Todd Schwede. S-C-H-W-E-D-E.
Yeah, it was relatively easy to find. Available on Kindle as well as hardcover and paperback. And also, if we want to do some marine investigating or some surveying, your company?
Todd and Associates. We're based here in San Diego, but we work nationwide and have for a number of years. So.
Yeah. No, really, really great.
This was awesome.
So many good stories.
I loved it.
I'm telling you that the stories this guy has, I mean, we could go on for hours.
Oh, yeah. I just barely scratched
the surface. Yeah, we barely scratched the surface. Yeah. No, and he's got some good stories and going there. But thank you very much for coming in today, Todd. Appreciate
thank you
that.
For
Thanks
having
for the
me.
Books. And thank you. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board back there. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you out there, your phones, your calls, your texts. We really appreciate you. And we will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3 will be here. That's going to be a fun show. 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on 1090 a.m. The Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, and Facebook Live. All right. See you later. Goodbye.